96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may have seen the gathering yesterday at the Lincoln Memorial. Several thousand people from the D.C. Metro were there to pray about fixing social problems in the DMV. They represent churches that want to meet critical needs for communities in crisis. So who are they? And how are they going to fix these social problems? Well, my guests are Dale Sutherland, Associate Senior Pastor at the McLean Bible Church in Virginia, Mike Kelsey, Pastor at the McLean Bible Church's Silver Spring Campus, and Joshua Simonette, Kingstown Campus Pastor at the National Community Church. We're going to talk about this. Lines are open. I want to hear from you at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. Just kind of give me a bit of an understanding of what happened yesterday, Pastor Sutherland.
Yesterday we had a group of about 400 churches get together and gather at the Lincoln Memorial. Korean churches, Ethiopian churches, Arabic churches, Persian churches, African American churches, white churches, to pray and ask God for several things. One was to apologize for what the churches haven't done for our city. Two was to pray to ask God to help us to know how to help the city and how to reach people who need to be reached together, and to ask for His Holy Spirit to really change our city. Mm-hmm. The gathering was different in that it was not political at all. It was across racial and ethnic lines, and it was focused on our city only, not the nation, not the nation's problems, but really the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay, so you want to begin to tackle some critical social issues in this area. Have you, and I know this is just the beginning, but have you at least begun to identify what some of those social issues may be that you want to address? What do you think the big problems are?
I think to start, I think a lot of times with these types of initiatives, it tends to start with the issues and brainstorming strategies to address the issues. I think what we're trying to do with this is to begin with, across the lines that Dale just talked about, ethnic, racial, denominational lines, to start to really begin relationships, and out of that unity, really saying, okay, now that we really know each other, it's not just a fake PR type of connection here. We really know each other. How can we now turn outward and leverage the resources we have as the church to really bless and benefit the city?
Hmm. You know, Joshua, you know, Pastor Sutherland said, you know, 400 churches, you know, several thousand people. What kind of brought this whole thing together? You know, I would imagine that you don't just have several thousand people, whether they're in school or church, just kind of just pop out of nowhere and join at the Lincoln Memorial. What prompted this?
Well, Harold, I think we as church leaders recognize that we need to be doing more. And we also recognize that we are collectively doing things, and we are doing things individually as well, but we don't know each other. We don't have relationships with each other. And so it basically started with a phone call. Dale gave me a call and said, hey, this is we want to just try to get some church leaders together. We want to try to get some pastors together. And so I was able to help facilitate a meeting to get some pastors together. And we just sat down and talked through some ideas and just talked about, you know, the reason why we need to come together, the reason why we need to know each other, the reason why we need to be in relationship with one another. And out of that, or those conversations, because there were several conversations, out of those conversations, we were able to pull this together pretty quickly. And we, like Mike said, we just hope that it's a catalyst for continued relationship building. We hope out of those relationships we'll be able to have an impact around the city.
But this, Dale, was really kind of the brainchild of the senior pastor at your church, correct?
Yes, that's right. And I think,
so how did that work?
I think it's really important to understand that aspect. Our senior pastor, Lon Salma's been there 35 years at our church, and I've been going there 20 or 25 years. And during that time, we've never really reached out to other cultures or other churches. We have ministries in African American communities. We have ministries in Latino communities and in Arabic communities and so on. But we've never worked with local pastors at all. And so, frankly, our pastor went and wanted to meet with some of the key pastors in the Washington, D.C. area, and that's what I called Joshua, and he set up a meeting with some very key men who I think are really godly guys, and basically Lon started the conversation by apologizing. And that's really what we've spent a lot of this time, the last 6 weeks or so, doing is admitting that the white church has abandoned the maybe some of the greatest needs in our partners and other great godly Christians who are doing God's work in doing it just ourselves.
So. And Aaron, I just want to add, I think at the end of the day, you know, Mike hit it right on the head. It's about us connecting with one another and building relationships with one another, because that's how we're going to really have impact. And, you know, Washington, D.C. is a very divided city. It's a very divided area across many different lines, political lines, socioeconomic lines. I mean, you name it. But, you know, we didn't want to be a part of continuing to facilitate that as the church. And so we know that we're stronger together in unity. And so hopefully, you know, this event and, you know, these meetings and these relationships will be the start of that. But I really want to emphasize that it's about building relationships and seeing what comes out of those relationships.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Anyone can take this. What's wrong with the DMV? When you say social ills, critical social ills, Mike, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, man. I mean, where do we start? I mean, my background, I'm at McLean Bible Church right now serving as a pastor, but my dad's a pastor right down the street, Florida Avenue, Trinidad, right by Gallaudet University. That's where I grew up. My grandfather was a pastor in Northeast before him. So I think there's a lot of different things. I mean, the drug culture, just the visions. I think for me, one of the things I'm most passionate about, and part of the reason why I'm so passionate about what we're doing, is there's a lot of different social ills. But as we talk about how to begin to address some of those things in organic, sustainable ways, it has to happen across lines that we typically don't cross.
But you say organic, sustainable ways. What does that mean? When you say, or you mentioned the drug culture. Okay. We already know that there are several churches in this area. My church deals with counseling. And I'm not just talking about pastoral counseling and the like. I'm talking about multi-degreed people with a faith background who deal with these issues. And so how would this group newly formed address that issue, for example?
Let me clarify something that I think it may help the discussion. Is when we think about the problem, the real unifying factor for all of our churches, the ones we've been talking about, is that we all believe we understand what the real problem is. The same thing in Tyson's Corner as Far Northeast or in the Latino neighborhoods in Langley Park, and that is the sin inside of each of us. And so it's man's lost relationship with God, and that's honestly what Bishop Owens cares about at Mount Calvary. That's what John Jenkins cares about at Glen Arden. And it's because we all are committed to that being to us believing that Christ is the answer. And then as a result, we all care about the needs that Jesus would care about.
I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this some more. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, can churches come together to tackle critical social issues in the D.C. metro? My guests say yes, they can. They are Dale Sutherland, Associate Senior Pastor at the McLean Bible Church in Virginia, Mike Kelsey, Pastor at the McLean Bible Church's Silver Spring Campus, and Joshua Simonette, Kingstown Campus Pastor at the National Community Church. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. What do you think churches need to do? How should they address some of the social ills that are in the DMV? Big question that we often ask here when we're talking about the faith community's participation outside of church walls. Why is Sunday the most segregated day of the week? Why is that? We may party together, we'll work together, we'll picnic together, we drive to work together, but on Sunday you have white churches, you have black churches, you have Christian Korean churches, you have Christian Latino churches. Can faith overcome this cultural divide?
Apparently, the three of us all believe the exact same thing, and we love Christ, and we love each other like brothers. Where we worship is in different places, but together we definitely can come across that divide in Christ.
Harold, there's a new study out that I just read actually today, done by Duke University. It's a national congregation study, and those statistics say that that's actually changing. I mean, it's really slow, but segregation that we're seeing in our churches is definitely changing, but it really takes intentional building of relationships. And you know, the reason why a lot of our churches are segregated in that way, it's really cultural, you know. And there's some cultural things that you know, let's just say black churches, you know, we have you know, in our churches that we want to hold on to, it that are close to our identity. And so figuring out how to incorporate other forms of worship, other styles, other ways of communicating the gospel. Those are things that we can work through, but it just takes an intentionality behind that. But at the end of the day, I think when we're building relationships outside of our own cultures, we begin to shape an understanding and an appreciation as to why we worship the way we worship, or we sing the way we sing, or we communicate the way we communicate.
But certainly it would appear to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this coming together, it appears that the focus is on bringing the different cultures of the church together. But outside of that, how is that going to affect positive change in the community? Which I, you know, and I asked earlier, what's the problem? If you had one problem that you wanted to address, what would it be?
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to say, to your original question, just about why 11 o'clock is the most segregated hour, I think there's a lot of historical reasons for that. I mean, I know when we talk about these types of issues, it tends to just be black and white, and there's so many other ethnicities that need to be a part of the conversation. I know for me, my background in the black church, the black church exists because it had to for survival purposes. But
well, I'll hold that point because I need to take another break. And so if you are on the phone, including Alana calling from Columbia, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll continue this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit.